Welcome to Beijing Central Axis.
We've left the grand halls. This is the inner court, the emperor's private residence.
So this is where the emperor slept and ate.
Right. The front part was for state affairs, the back was for family life. Even an emperor needed privacy.
Did the empress live here too? With all the concubines?
Yes. The Qianqing Palace was the emperor's bedroom. The empress had her own hall nearby.
It's much smaller and cozy than the front halls.
Intentionally. The contrast between grand and intimate reflects the dual role of the emperor, ruler and family man.
So the Forbidden City is both an office building and a home.
Exactly. And the imperial garden at the back was their only outdoor leisure space. Let's review today's keywords: privacy, dual role, intimacy. See you at the next gate.